Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin transaction fees have plunged 90% to 0.1 Satoshi per virtual byte amid low network activity. Block rewards remain at 3.125 Bitcoin per block, and on-chain demand is soft. Fees are collapsing as if outrunning the T-Rex in Jurassic Park, and some node operators may ignore ultra-low charges. Transactions including ordinals inscriptions are down, and users debate whether Bitcoin will regain use as a payments rail or stay a digital gold. Industry leaders caution that low fees could weaken network security, even as some wallet providers and explorers celebrate cheaper transfers. On July 19, 2025, California investigators labeled the May 4th disappearance of 74-year-old Naiping Hu suspiciously crypto-related. Hu left home without his phone, and his silver Toyota Yaris was found abandoned near a hiking trail in Rancho Cucamonga. More than $1 million was fraudulently drained from family accounts after a suspect impersonated him by phone. His son Wen Ho, co-chief investment officer at Coincident Capital, has offered a $250,000 reward for information and insists his father had no reason to vanish. Authorities have deployed cybercrime squads and blockchain forensic teams to trace the stolen coins and highlight risks of wrench attacks on high net worth crypto holders. SharpLink Gaming shares fell over 20% on July 19th after a regulatory filing revealed plans to raise capital targets from $1 billion to $6 billion. The firm purchased $48 million of Ether on July 17th and $225 million on July 18th, bringing holdings to about $1.3 billion. Earlier in the week, shares had jumped 16% on whispers of a corporate Ether treasury, mirroring MicroStrategy's pivot to Bitcoin in 2020. ETH was trading around $3,736 with a 2% dip in the past day and a 41% rise over the last 2 weeks. Peerbit Digital added nearly 20,000 Ether, and Bitmine Immersion invested $500 million to top $1 billion in Ether reserves. Market watchers note that uncertainty over Federal Reserve leadership and broader monetary policy could influence risk appetite and crypto volatility as traders weigh these developments. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.